Portions of the following program were pre-recorded.
We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. We hear he is a wizard of a whiz, if ever a whiz there was. If ever, oh, ever a whiz there was, the Wizard of Oz is one. Because of the wonderful things he does. We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4612 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 14th. Of October 2025, y'all, coming up on today, sit with me,
a little show.
Y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about my day and the new project. Hello, time constrainers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. Y'all, your time constrainers today because of this new project that Big Fatty's been working on that Daniel Biba assisted me with. I'm limited on time this week, so I'm going to do a celebration of exiting the birth canal that's for Tamari Wednesday, but I'm going to do it today because I don't have enough time to do it on Tamari's little show. That's clear as mud. Oh, and it's 19 days till Eastern time. Dear Gussie, y'all, Tamari, the 15th of October, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all know this person for decades. Y'all, she was a big supportive listener of the Little Fatty Cast back in the day. And she's been a listener since day one, I believe, of the BFO. And y'all, she came to my very first meet and greet out there in the San Francisco at the Mix. She comes to the Pride 48 events. At least I don't know if she came to one in New Orleans, but I know she was in Las Vegas. And y'all, an annual occurrence is her dragging her butt across the floor like a dog with hemorrhoids. Y'all, she's out there in the Soames Bar, California. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Miss Melissa Miranda. Melinda, Big Fatty, we love Miss Melinda. Yeah. Okay. So y'all, if you see Miss Melissa Miranda Melinda on any of the social medias, wish her a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal tomorrow. And y'all, I hope she gets a big old piece of cake. Now, y'all, the new project is Big Fatty has used the AI that Daniel Biba assisted me with. And y'all, I've made a recap podcast called The Deep Dive with hosts Larry and Lorena. And they're going to recap Rat World Week, the week after Rat World Week, and last week. But today, Y'all, I've fed in some facts about the BFO, and y'all, they're just going to take those facts and give you kind of an overview of what the BFO is all about.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're jumping into, well, a really unique little universe, the Big Fatty Online Podcast.
Yeah, it's quite something.
And we're not just, you know, summarizing. We're trying to map out the whole world, the routines, the special language that the host, Big Fatty, has built over, what, 16 years now?
Exactly. 16 years, daily show. That kind of consistency is pretty remarkable. And that's really our mission today.
Yeah.
Looking at the structure, the personal stuff, that makes this work day in, day out.
So this is basically the BFO 101 for anyone listening. Your instant guide.
You got it.
But yeah, first thing, the rules. This show is daily, Monday to Friday, and this detail gets me. Over 99% of the episodes are precisely 20 minutes long.
Mm-hmm. Exactly 20 minutes.
That's not random, is it? That feels very deliberate.
Oh, absolutely. It's structural. That 20 minutes, perfect timing, fits a commute, a coffee break, walking the dog, you know.
Right.
Listeners know exactly what they're getting, time-wise, builds loyalty. And another ritual, every show kicks off with a clip from some other podcast.
And the show's beginning, its origin story, is just as quirky. It launched February 3rd, 2008, during halftime.
Not just any halftime.
Halftime of the Super Bowl, or as they call it.
The booper soul, or sometimes the superb owl.
Yeah, can't make this stuff up.
Yeah.
And who's there with Big Fatty?
Well, you've got his co-host, Poodle McNoodle, longtime partner on the show.
She's the voice of reason.
Sort of, yeah. Known for loving cake. And interestingly, she often says what Big Fatty's late mother, the Hatterina, would supposedly say.
Ah, okay. Like the show's conscience.
In a way. And then there are the squeaky friends. Can't forget them.
The squeaky friends.
Squeaky Kitty was the first one. Now it's Squeaky Sheepy and Squeaky Gentleman Caller making appearances. They add this, you know, light domestic vibe.
It's all part of the soundscape.
Exactly. And this whole team, they help Big Fatty spin the yarns, the stories that really make the show.
Yeah.
And those stories, they come straight from his very, very structured life.
Okay, let's get into that life.
Yeah.
Huge turning point, retirement.
Yep. 2018, after 4 decades at this place, they only ever called the coal mine.
40 years. Wow.
That's a massive shift, right?
Yeah.
And it kind of sets up the daily rhythm of the podcast now. His home base is the villa.
The villa. That's the house.
Mm-hmm. One-story craftsman style. Bought it in December 2014, moved in April 2015.
And didn't he just hit a big milestone with the villa?
He did. Just recently, in November 2024, he paid off the mortgage, satisfied it, as he'd say. Listeners followed that whole journey.
That's amazing. Do you think sharing those kinds of really relatable things, like paying off a mortgage, helps ground all the, well, the weirder stuff?
Oh, absolutely. It makes him human, vulnerable, connects his life to everyday listener stuff. It's the same with his parents, the hats.
The hats, right.
The orange hat and the Hatterina. He talks about them, their passing in 2017 and 2019, and where he grew up, Atlanta. That's Hatlanta in BFO speak.
And the Hatterina's influence lives on through Poodle McNoodle.
Always there in the background, yeah.
So he's retired. He's at the villa. How does he generate daily content? It sounds exhausting.
Well, not with rest, that's for sure. It's all about the schedule. Like his daily walks.
Nipple walks.
The nipple walks. 5 to 7 miles every day.
5 to 7. Seriously.
Seriously. Around his neighborhood, Fat Acres, and this route called the Big Circle. But it's not just exercise.
It's content mining.
Exactly. That's where the daily stories, the little observations come from, fills that 20-minute slot.
So the walk is basically his story generator. And when he's not walking, he drives.
Earl Grey.
Earl Grey.
His Ford Maverick truck, yeah.
Okay. And the schedule doesn't stop there, right? There are weekly things.
Oh, yeah. Twice a week, he's at senior size.
Senior size.
Exercise class for the 55-plus crowd. Keeps him moving.
And there's also a regular visit, a really touching one.
Right. Almost every Tuesday, he goes to the Shady Pines retirement community.
To see Olive.
To see Olive, his favorite dancing girl, he calls her. It's that mix, you know, the daily grind, the exercise class, and then these really deep personal connections. That's the magic, I think.
Let's zoom in on those connections, the social pillars.
Mm-hmm.
Friday at Fatty's sounds crucial.
Oh, it's huge. It's not just a hangout. It's like a weekly ritual. Always at the villa.
And always the same core people.
Pretty much always the core three. Granny, Durwood, and the Nip. That's the foundation.
Food, drinks, laughs.
Yep. comfort food for the soul, kind of. And they even have this recurring segment, The Medical Minute.
The Medical Minute.
Yeah, where Durwood and the Nip just discuss medical stuff. It's another one of those little traditions within the tradition.
Do you think having that super stable core group, Granny, Durwood, the Nip, is what lets the show feel so consistently, well, homey, even when the topics get a bit out there?
I think so. They're the constants. He mentions young Nicholas and young Jonathan used to come all the time, but work pulls them away more now.
Right.
So it really relies on that core three showing up every week.
Speaking of young Nicholas, that brings us to the hurrah. Okay, explain this for someone who's never heard the term, because this seems like a big contrast to the daily walks and senior size.
Right. The hurrah is basically the umbrella term for the leather community they're part of.
Okay.
Big Fatty, Granny, Durwood, young Nicholas, someone named Cora Beth. They're all members of this club. And their meetups often happen at this specific place in Augusta, Georgia.
The Horror Hotel.
The Horror Hotel, yeah. Which is actually the Metropolis Entertainment Complex. Just an affectionate nickname. Central spot for them.
And there's history tangled up in all this, too, going back to Olive, the woman he visits on Tuesdays.
Yeah, the connection there goes way back, decades, to the coal mine. Both Miss Kitty and Olive worked there with Big Fatty. Miss Kitty and Olive were married. Big Fatty used to travel a lot with Miss Kitty, those adult-themed trips, visits to the Hurrah Hotel.
Right.
Then, after Miss Kitty passed away, Big Fatty got closer to Olive, became much more involved in his care, and eventually became the executor of his estate.
Wow. That says a lot about the depth of those friendships. Executor is a big responsibility.
It really is. Shows the trust involved.
Okay, before we hit the dictionary, we have to mention a couple of intimate details he shares. This is where the listener trust really shows. His bedroom has a name.
It does. The Love Chamber.
The Love Chamber. Okay. And then the probably most talked about quirk, the underpants situation.
Ah, yes. The sources are very clear on this.
Does he wear them?
Correct. No underpants. Unless, and this is the specific exception, he has a doctor's appointment.
That's a level of sharing.
It really is. It basically tells listeners, look, I'm an open book, turns passive listening into feeling like you're really part of the inner circle.
Which is a perfect segue to the language, the big fatty online lexicon. If you want to follow along, you kind of need the dictionary. Give us some key terms.
Okay. Top ones. Brufkus.
Breakfast.
Got it. The toilet might be the turl or the turlet.
The turl.
Okay.
Your computer. That's the computer.
Computer. It's all phonetic and playful. Exactly. Instantly marks you as someone in the know.
And it goes beyond just daily stuff, right? There are holidays.
Oh, yeah. Crema is Christmas. But maybe more fun is gay crema.
Which is?
Halloween.
Of course it is.
And if he travels out west, he might be going to Lost Wages.
Las Vegas.
Naturally. And you don't just have a birthday. No. You have a celebration of exiting the birth canal.
Wow. Okay. That constant renaming of everything is like performance art.
Totally. It's a huge part of the show's identity.
So beyond the daily grind and the special language, the year itself has these big anchoring traditions. The biggest seems to be choosing the number one fan.
Oh, the number one fan selection. That's peak BFO ritual. Happens every year during the Superb Owl Show.
And there's a whole process.
A very specific process. Listeners submit entries. Very important rule. The current number one fan cannot enter.
Okay. Keeps it fresh.
Right. And the entries, they go into the traditional colostomy bag.
Wait, the what bag?
The traditional colostomy bag. That's where the entries go. Then Poodle McNoodle has the honor of drawing the top three winners.
That level of like mock formality, the bag, the strict rules, does that risk putting people off? Or is that exactly why it feels special?
I think it's the second one. The seriousness, the specificity makes it feel important, exclusive, like a real title.
Creates lore.
Totally. Mm. People remember past winners. Bill in St. Louis won twice, 2009 and 2020. Kim Beaver in 23. The Laughing Buddha is the current one, 2025. They become part of the show's history.
And then there's the other big annual event, maybe the ultimate example of community bonding through shared awkwardness. Shart Week.
Oh, Shart Week.
Yeah. Tell us about Shart Week.
Okay. Well, it's pretty much what it sounds like. Listeners call in or email. They call them voice letters or e-letters with their stories.
Stories of.
Stories of thinking it was just a fart. But it turned out to be, well, more than that.
Oh,
it's incredibly intimate, right? Super vulnerable. But also really funny. It kind of proves the level of trust in that community. People are willing to share that.
That's definitely trust. And this community built on jokes and trusts and bodily functions.
Mm-hmm.
global, right? The ham map.
Yeah, the ham map. It's a digital map on the website, bigfattyonline.com. Listeners can drop a pin to show where they are in the world.
A visual representation of the reach.
Exactly. Shows how this super niche, super personal show connects with people everywhere.
And that reach wasn't built in isolation. He's part of a wider podcast network who helped him get started.
A key figure is Mr. Tim Kummel from the Tim Cormel Show.
Ah, okay.
He's often called the patron saint of the BFO. Apparently, he was really instrumental, gave Big Fatty a lot of help, technically and maybe format-wise, right at the beginning.
That makes sense. That kind of mentorship is huge in niche media.
Definitely. Cross-promotion, advice, all that stuff.
And the network includes other figures tied to his life, too. There's Larry Vader.
Yeah, Larry Vader co-hosts the Little Fatty cast and still works back at the coal mine, keeps that connection alive.
And others in the sort of broader gay podcasting scene.
Right. People like Crooked Hat, who is Adam from the Geeky Gay podcast, and Daniel Bieber, who co-founded the Pride 48 podcasting community.
So BFO is really embedded in that specific media world.
Absolutely. It's got its place.
The connections even extend to, like, family level concern.
Yeah.
The Bacon family.
Yes. Okay. So there's Miss Bacon, Kathy yeah. Bacon. She has the Epitome podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's her cousin, Patty Bacon, lives in Nidriba. Aberdeen, North Dakota, spelled backwards.
Oh, of course.
And Big Fatty genuinely worries about her. He'll mention getting worried sick if Patty hasn't been in touch. Listeners actually track that. They care about Patty Bacon and Nidriba.
It sounds like podcasting might run in the family, too.
Seems like it. Yeah. His Auntie Vera Charles Vera, or the old gal.
Okay.
She lives out in Walnut Hills, California. She used to have her own podcast called Vera Speaks.
No way.
Yeah. Hosted it with someone called Conscience and the Darling Children, who are apparently quite foul-mouthed.
Amazing. So mm-hmm. that comfort with sharing personal stuff, it's maybe a family trait.
Could be. Runs in the blood.
So wrapping this all up, we've explored this world built on a really interesting tension. It's deeply personal, the walks, the retirement stories, the love chamber, but it's all encased in this incredibly rigid structure. The rituals, the timing.
And what's so interesting is that the structure, the 20-minute rule, the weekly senior size, Friday at Fatty's, the annual fan contest, it doesn't make it dull. It does the opposite.
It provides the frame.
Exactly. It's the reliable canvas. And because that canvas is so sturdy, so predictable, Big Fatty has the freedom, the security to paint it with the most personal, sometimes raw, often hilarious details of his life.
So the structure enables the intimacy.
That's it perfectly. Structure is the engine of sustained intimacy here. The commitment to the ritual day after day, week after week, year after year, that's what lets him basically keep a public diary going for almost 2 decades.
The consistency isn't a limitation, it's the whole point.
It's the most impressive feature, absolutely.
Which leaves a fascinating thought for you, the listener. Big Fatty built this incredible community by turning the consistent, predictable parts of his personal life into daily content, that 20-minute ritual. So think about your own routine, your own nip a walks, or maybe your coffee ritual or your commute. What tiny, consistent piece of your day could you theoretically commit to sharing every single day? What ritual could become the reliable canvas for building your own kind of connection, your own dedicated community? It seems that the performance of consistency itself might be the secret ingredient.
Oh! Oh, dear gussie, y'all! I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Now, y'all, it's not perfect by any means, but I find it interesting to see how Al, you know, that's the AI Al, comes up with a conversational little show about the little show. So, y'all, that's something to look forward to this week. At least I hope you'll look forward to it. But because of that, a few time constraints in there. But anyway, y'all, Big Fatty is on his way to his sister's house as we prepare our journey to go see the Wizard of Oz. Big Fatty, I thought that was the old gal's transportation music.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-784-6331. Ruined One and leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.